Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions. My guest today is Juan Woodruff. Juan, good day.
Hi, Jorge. Nice to see you.
Well, Juan and I, are together in Rotary, but that's the least we're going to talk about today because Juan has had a fascinating development in his career, going from one thing to the other, but with a certain amount of continuity to where he is. Tell us where you are right now. What are your main projects right now and your main business and employments you have and where you're located so people sort of know where you stand right now, the Juan Woodruff that they saw in Fomento and Pridco, and where is Juan Woodruff right today?
Right now, our firm that has a name that Juan Woodruff and Associates Inc. was put together, founded in 97. Our office is in the office used to belong to Manny Morales of Gray Advertising in Puerta de Tierra. It's a beautiful office. It's a building that is gray with orange trim across from the Muñoz Rivera Park. When you come into Old San Juan, you make a turn, and when you're leaving, you'll see a real pretty, fairly modern building in the sense that it's only about 20 years old. And I moved here in January of 97 after having been in government during Pedro Sayol's first term from 93 to 96. And what we do now is something that's very exciting because every day I get paid as a company, as an individual, as we all do something that we thoroughly love, is that we are helping 10,000 seniors over 60 years old in 57 different towns in Puerto Rico and 268 public housing projects to lead a better life. The program, it has the name in Spanish of it's Salud, Alegría, Seguridad, which is health, happiness, and security. And our job is to have them live happier lives, be healthy. The whole security aspect is that they protect their names, the little money that they get from the federal and state government, that we want them to be able to use it wisely. So what we in these 10,000 seniors, we help them by doing activities statewide, and we've been doing this for the past 3 years. The government just a few months ago put out a what's called an RFP in the Washington federal jargon. RFP is request for a proposal, which is a concept. We answered an RFP that the Puerto Rico Public Housing Authority published last year, looking for ideas to improve the quality of life of residents of public housing. And we addressed the particular needs of the seniors, because for a number of years, I have been very close to AIP. I was privileged years ago to be one of the ones that convinced the AIP people to bring it to Puerto Rico. And when they were doing a first effort to leave the U.S. mainland, and it was a wonderful type story. And if I can take a second, it's kind of anecdotal, but they were, at that time, and Horace Dietz, who's now retired from AARP, was one of the first heads of AARP in the 80s, and he had been an ex-priest, left the priesthood, and he had always had an affinity for Puerto Rico. I had never been here. He hired a friend of mine to be his advisor on Hispanic affairs. And AARP now has 50 million members, and it's a Washington-based nonprofit that most of us in Puerto Rico know. And there, Horace said, we want to think of someone to give the tribute for member of the year and they had never done a Hispanic recognition. So I remember saying to him, there's a woman in Puerto Rico that it's like a saint. This was before Mother Calcutta of Teresa of became prominent. So I said that we call her Sor, Sister Isolina Ferre, who's Don Luis Ferre's former, as you know, governor and philanthropist, a very successful business person. And I think that would be an excellent person for you to give the award to. So after the Father Dietz, Horace Dietz, spoke to several of his members, they decided a few weeks later that, yeah, that would be a wonderful tribute to give to Sister Isolina Ferre the recognition. And I asked, where would you like to have a meeting so you meet the sister? So we were in Washington, D.C. at that time, and the aide to Horace Dietz said, I know you know Don Luis Ferre well, and we've been told he has a beautiful home in San Patricio. And I said, yes, he does have a beautiful home. And I said, his home, walking in, it's like walking into a museum, because Don Luis has his personal collection, and as well as the museum in Ponce collection. And at Don Luis, at that time, was a young man of probably, he was about 80 years old. You know, this is a few years ago. And he said, we'll have a dinner, and I'll have a painting and a couple of sculptures brought over that I think Father, you know, Horace Dietz may find interesting, religious type. And so we went, and we arranged to have a private dinner with candlelight, and seeing some of the most spectacular paintings and sculptures in a home that was like a miniature museum. And then and Don Luis starts telling Horace Dietz stories about his friendships with all these people worldwide, the Casals festival, which he started in the 60s when he was governor of Puerto Rico. So he starts talking about his friend that wrote the musical director, and the fact that he played the piano two or three hours. And so in the middle of dinner, it's about 11:30 or so, and I'm a little worried. So he said, would you like to hear me play the piano a little bit? So he proceeds for and play the most beautiful Tchaikovsky you could imagine. In the house had been set up in a kind of a beautiful mood environment, and then Isolina Ferre, who is an incredible, if we ever have a saint in Puerto Rico, you know, she's in the same track as our future saint from Caguas, and said to Luis, you know, play this and play that type thing, and we ended up being there for hours and hours after midnight. And I'm extremely worried, because there's Don Luis, I had the privilege of working with, as Jorge, as you know, and when he first came in, there was a photo that you saw in my office, and with Don Luis Ferre, and it was an incredible affinity to have with AARP. And when I thought of doing this project with public housing, I spoke to AARP and its director here in Puerto Rico. They have a wonderful group. And they became part of our effort, and we have wonderful alliances with a number of organizations.
When you think of, you know, moments of that you dealing with these elderly citizens from the public housing throughout Puerto Rico, some stories that have surprised you in terms of, you know, what you found that they were lacking in either physical or mental. A couple of stories that. That you can come up with.
Well, some of them are funny in a way, but they also make you extremely sad, because we had been consultants to the Puerto Rico Public Housing Authority when Governor Aníbal Acevedo Vilá was governor, in dealing with micro enterprises, and we started finding that the older business owners, we would try to show them an idea or a document or something like that, and they, you know, I would say, what do you think of this? Like, if, you know, like a brochure. In other words, if we were going to see somebody that sells food products, because in public housing, and we would say, you know, do you think this the fix does the food look yummy enough in this particular poster or brochure? And then all of a sudden, I started seeing that residents of public housing that would be not over 60, like our existing client, but in their 40s and 50s, they'd be squinting, and I'd say, wait a minute. I started doing the joke that we all have here, where stick out my fingers and say, how many fingers you have there? Can you see whether there's two or three? And then when we were doing the effort to compete for this project that we got a few months ago, I realized that thousands of people in public housing in Puerto Rico can't see very well, especially our clients now, the population that we help over 60.
And I'm going to have to interrupt you because we have to take a break. Sure. I'm with John Woodruff. We're going to be right back. We'll discuss how you then resolve the indications of people that weren't able to see well. So we'll be right back.